what it sound? Do you remember any?
Well, they used something like quench or something like that, but that's all I don't know what it really meant.
Okay. What would you say to a cow to make her stand still so you can milk her?
I don't know.
Do you ever heard anyone say?
I guess I have, but I don't know.
Saw or so or?
Not that, huh?
Would you know what? How they'd get her to move her leg back?
Yeah, they hit them on the hip most of the time and they move it.
Anything they say to them then?
I don't remember.
You never had to milk a cow?
I never could milk one.
Did you ever hear people call calves?
I don't think so. I don't remember.
Mm-hmm. What about what you say to horses to make them turn left or right?
Gee and haw.
Okay. And to get them started, they're standing still?
Giddy up.
Okay. What about if you want them to move faster, if he's already moving, and you want him to go faster, what would you say to him?
Get up, I don't
know. Okay. And what about to stop him?
Whoa.
And to back him into a buggy?
I don't know. Let's back up.
Okay. And how do you call horses to get them in out of the pasture?
I don't know.
Did you ever hear anybody call them?
If I did, I don't remember it.
Mm-hmm. What about hogs? How do you call hogs?
Well, I call them. I can't tell you how now. I don't know what this.
Do you remember what the words were that they?
But no, I can't remember right now. So.
You're suey or calm or piggy or anything?
No, not really, huh?
Mm-hmm. And I don't guess you know about sheep.
No, never had anything.
What about chickens?
And calling them?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know, just hear chickens, something like that.
Well, say,
you're putting out feed for them.
Yeah, when you're throwing out the feed and you're calling to you, how do you?
Chick, chick, chick.
Okay. And if you want to get your horses ready to go somewhere, you'd say, I want to.
Harness.
Okay. And when you're driving a horse, what you hold in your hands, you call
the rein.
Huh?
Rein.
Okay, is this when you're driving him? Or, say, if you're plowing with him?
You hold the lines if you're mm-hmm. plowing with them.
The reins is when you're riding on him or what?
Well, you got to hold the bridle.
Uh-huh. Try. Well, what I mean is, do you call it reins when you're on horseback or do you call it reins when you're plowing?
Well, really, I don't know. It's reins.
Okay. What do you have your feet in when you're riding horseback?
Stirrup.
Okay. And, when you're plowing, the trench that the plow cuts, you call it?
Furrow.
Okay. And the horse that walks in the furrow, would you have a name for him?
No.
Lead horse or nigh horse? Or?
I don't know.
And talking about distance, you'd say, I'm not sure exactly how far away it is, but it's just a little...
distance, a little piece.
Okay. And say if you'd been traveling, you'd say, I still have a... hadn't finished your journey, you'd say you still had a... what to
a ways to go.
Okay. And say if something was very common and you didn't have to look for it in a special place, you'd say, oh, you can find that just about.
Anywhere.
And if someone slipped and fell this way, you'd say it fell over.
Backwards.
And this way would be?
Forward.
And say, if you had been fishing and I asked you if you caught any fish, you might say, no, what a one, no.
Didn't catch a one.
Okay, would you ever say, no, not a one, or no, nary a one, or?
Oh, no, I wouldn't say that.
What?
Just didn't know I didn't catch any.
Uh-huh. Did you ever hear that, nary?
Yeah.
Who would say that?
I don't know. I've heard it used before with that.
Uh-huh.